So on the appointed day, both innocent as babes, of course, these honest fellows went and took their distant station, and Ching said, "I can read plainly to the illustrious dead, the chief of mandarins, the great Go Bang." "And is that all that you can spell?" said Chang. "I see what you have read, but furthermore, in smaller letters toward the temple door, quite plain, this tablet is erected here by those to whom the great Go Bang was dear." "My sharp-eyed friend, there are no such words," said Ching. "They are there," said Chang, "if I see anything as clear as daylight." "Patent eyes, indeed, you have," cried Ching. "Do you think I cannot read?" "Not at this distance as I can," Chang said, "if what you say you saw is all you read." In fine, they quarreled, and their wrath increased, till Chang said, "Let us leave it to the priest. Lo, here he comes to meet us."
"It is well," said honest Ching. "No falsehood he will tell."
The good man heard their artless story through, and said, "I think, dear sirs, there must be few blessed with such wondrous eyes as those you wear. There's no such tablet or inscription there. There was one, it is true, 'twas moved away, and placed within the temple yesterday."